Welcome to the Daily Motivation Podcast. As Zig Ziglar reminds us, motivation doesn't last, but neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. And that's why this podcast is here for you daily. In these episodes, you'll hear tips on staying pumped up to lose weight, start a business, or reach any and all professional goals that you have in mind. Follow and tune in to stay positive, inspired, and motivated to shine one day at a time. Hey there, thanks for tuning in. So I just wanted to talk really quickly about something I was talking about with a friend this past weekend, and that is just the fact that we are constantly stressing about every little thing, whether it's things from the past that we feel frustrated or guilty about, or things that are coming up in the future that we're anxious or nervous about, or even things in the moment that we're stressed or worried that they're gonna not go right or whatever it might be. It feels like we're constantly, especially when looking ahead, say trying to basically protect ourselves by thinking, well, what are all the worst case scenarios so that we can mentally prepare ourselves for all of those different worst case scenarios. It seems in theory like a good idea, like you're just saying, okay, well, I'm going to make sure that I am prepared, like a good Boy Scout. I'm just ready to tackle that when it comes along. So if this happens, I'm going to do X. If this happens, I'm going to do Y. If this happens, I'm going to do Z. And you've got yourself mentally prepared so that you can handle those situations when they come to be. But think about how 9 times out of 10, the things that we're stressed about don't actually come to be. So if you could, and this was something that we were discussing, this is the way we were putting it. If you think back over however many years of your life and you were to now in hindsight, knowing what actually came to be, if you were to be able to subtract every single little bit of stress and anxiety and frustration and nerves that you had building up to something that never even happened, even if you just still keep the little bits of nerves and anxiety around the things that did end up coming to be, just still imagine just the full amount. I mean, just buckets full of stress and worry and anxiety, staying up at night worrying about maybe getting that job or paying that bill or losing that job. And in the long run, how did it turn out? Maybe it turned out bad, but then that led to something else good and that led to something else. Either you learned from it, you moved on through it, you used it to then tackle the next thing or step to the next situation. Whatever it might be that happened, most often the stress and worry and anxiety that we put towards the situation didn't help it at all. If you were to think about the fact, even again, now just saying, let's talk about the stress of the things that did actually happen. In that particular situation, whatever example you have that pops into your mind, did you being stressed or anxious or frustrated or nervous or worried actually help the situation? So knowing that your answer is probably no, that if you had been in a better state of mind where you weren't really worried or stressed or anxious about that thing, if you were just able to be fully comfortable and confident and go with the flow and just wait till it came up and then knew that you could tackle it and handle it in that moment when it did occur, and you enjoyed all of the little moments that in reality you actually stressed and worried and suffered through those mental acrobatics, a lot of that stress and worry never even came to be. It never even played into a situation that happened in reality. And B, the stress and worry that you did actually have that was legitimate in the sense that, yes, that situation came to be, didn't actually help the situation. And in fact, having a different attitude and being less anxious, less stressed, more of a, you know, humorous possibly, or relaxed or just breathe and let it flow kind of attitude might have actually made the situation go better. So knowing all of that, and you know, we were talking about this, like it is true that it's not as easy to just flip a switch and turn these things off in our brains. It's not like you can just say, all right, let me push that button and boop, it all goes away. But still, knowing that that's the case, knowing that most often you are not actually contributing anything positive to the situation by adding that stress or worry or anxiety to it, And in fact, knowing too that a different attitude could actually support that situation better, just knowing that, hopefully, a little more often coming up in the next couple days, you can think to yourself, all right, you know what? Let's try something new. Let's try something different. Remember, the whole definition of insanity, it's trying the same thing again and again and expecting different results. So let's try something different, if you can. Just having this concept in the back of your mind, hopefully in the coming days, as you're stressed about something or you find yourself worried about something, anxious about something, sitting there thinking it through, ask yourself these questions. Hey, what's the worst that can happen? And is my stress and anxiety and what I'm doing right now going to help and support it? And if it's a thing where you're actually just working on the items that lead to the solution, like maybe you have a paper that's due and you're actually writing the paper, like that can't be avoided. But if it's just the mental stuff, if it's just the emotional state, is there a way that you can talk yourself into taking a deep breath, taking a step back and saying to yourself, you know what attitude, what mind and thoughts, thought processes and mind control and what version of me is actually going to make the situation come out the most successful? If you were having one of those like amazingly awesome days where you woke up in the morning and you realized you lost 10 pounds and your hair was styling perfectly and your favorite song was always coming on the radio and you won the lottery as soon as you got out of bed. And if it was one of those days where you were just firing on all cylinders, super happy, pumped up, motivated, positive, and just like loving life and tackling the next couple minutes and hours with confidence and happiness and joy. If you were in that state of mind, would everything work out better? I would go ahead and bet that it would. So, not that we can actually be perfectly happy and little cartoon characters bouncing out of bed every single day, but if you think to yourself that putting a smile on your face, putting your best face forward, and just trying to help push energy into that positivity, knowing that that could actually be far better for every single situation coming up that day and every single thing that you were maybe possibly just going to sit and worry about. Thinking about it that way, hopefully that can encourage you to then have a little bit more of a relaxed, let's just focus on the things I can focus on attitude. And maybe that will increase the likelihood that everything will work out that much better, that much easier, that much smoother. And looking backwards, hopefully there's far less of that stress and frustration that you see permeating all of those situations and days and scenarios that you've gotten through. The goal is to get to where you are happy and confident and comfortable in everything that you're doing and just enjoying every day to its fullest, as much as you possibly can. That doesn't mean you're not going to stress at all, but if we can just decrease the unnecessary stress, the stress and anxiety that's not leading to any positive things whatsoever, any good stuff, the stuff that's not necessary. Yes, there's necessary stresses, but if you can reduce the ones that are unnecessary and haven't led to any good, you will have much better, much happier days. And remember, you are encouraging all of those around you to follow suit. You are basically everything that you do, your attitude, your demeanor, it's affecting all of those around you. So if you can just bring a little more positivity and light and smile to your day, you can do so for everyone around you as well. I wish you the best of luck. I hope you have a wonderful, fantastic, bright, shiny, and smiling day. I thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to sign up for Daily Motivation Mail and have these episodes sent straight to your inbox. Also, head to the website motivationdepot.net to check out all of the other products, tools, and resources we have to help you stay motivated to shine one day at a time.